Today is Wednesday, February 5th. We're keeping you in the know quickly about quite a lot today. The highlights and surprises from last night's State of the Union address, the impeachment trial's final vote, and the results in Iowa. Plus, the Super Bowl victory parade, Google's big mistake, and will Disney Plus soon dominate? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump's State of the Union address included some surprises last night, including actual surprises for honorees in the audience. NBC News called it unprecedented theatrics for a State of the Union address. Some say Trump, who has been on reality TV in the past, showed off his showmanship with these planned emotional moments. They included reuniting a military family, offering a young girl a scholarship, and even handing out a Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor, to conservative and controversial talk show host Rush Limbaugh, who recently announced he has advanced lung cancer. Also on display last night during the primetime address, the partisan divide. Just before the speech, it looked like President Trump avoided shaking hands with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when she reached out her hand. And right after the speech, it appeared Pelosi ripped up her copy of the transcript of Trump's remarks. And lawmakers also showed their support or disdain throughout the speech. Republicans clapped and cheered as President Trump stuck to the script and focused largely on his economic message, pointing to low unemployment and job creation. He also touched on other issues, like pledging to defend gun rights and fight abortion rights, while also mentioning issues like social justice and infrastructure. He did not mention impeachment. Democrats sat quietly during much of the policy talk, standing up in protest at times. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi later said she ripped up the transcript after trying to find one page of truth on it, but couldn't. In the Democratic response, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer told Americans to listen to what people say, but more so, watch what they do. With both the impeachment trial and an election year underway, this was a more tense than usual State of the Union. Well, today's the day. A month and a half after President Trump was impeached, the Senate is expected to decide today if he should be removed from office. All 100 senators will decide to convict or acquit him, voting on the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. The vote is expected to mostly be along party lines, with Democrats voting for his removal and Republicans voting to acquit him. Keep in mind, removing a president from office takes a two-thirds supermajority, meaning 67 of the 100 senators would all have to agree. And right now, it seems that's not happening. In other words, Republicans will likely get their way. Trump is headed towards an acquittal, and the impeachment trial will end today. Well, better late than never. The partial results of Iowa's first-in-the-nation votes about the Democratic presidential candidates are now in. They're a day late, and it's not the complete tally, but they do give us a better look at which candidates are floating to the top in Iowa. So here's what the partial results show. CNN reports Pete Buttigieg is in the lead, with Bernie Sanders right on his heels. Then Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden round out the top four. Expect possible changes once the full results come in. The AP reports party officials in Iowa apologized for the technical problems that led to the delay. They faced criticism, especially because of the high-profile nature of the Iowa caucuses. Iowa marks the first contest in the primary season. New Hampshire is up next Tuesday. The Kansas City Chiefs will take their victory lap today. There will be a Super Bowl victory parade and rally in Kansas City this afternoon. This is a big deal for the region since it's the first time the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl in 50 years. The Kansas City Star says thousands of fans are expected to be there, even with snow in the forecast. Some school districts have even canceled classes for it. Also, some events will be held around the U.S. today to mark National Girls and Women in Sports Day. The idea behind the celebration is to inspire girls and women to play and be active and realize their full power. All right, more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. Forget what you think you know about cereal, because a new cereal company is making cereal healthy for adults. It's called Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon spent a year working with the best food scientists and chefs in the world to recreate the taste and texture of classic cereal, so it's hard to believe it has zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs each serving. And yet, it tastes great. There are 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, plus a variety pack that lets you try them all. Blueberry is great, and sometimes I'll even put actual blueberries in with the cereal, and it's perfect. And get this, Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so they'll refund your money if you are not happy with it. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to grab a variety pack and try it today. And don't forget to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout so you can get free shipping. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now back to the news. Well, America's largest department store chain is still struggling. Now Macy's announced it'll close 125 stores over the next 3 years. That's about a fifth of its total stores, and it's cutting about 2,000 corporate jobs. CNBC reports the company will close its Cincinnati headquarters and move everything to its headquarters in New York. It also shut down tech offices in San Francisco. Macy's is hoping to cut down on expenses and change course a bit, leaving weaker shopping malls, opening smaller stores, and improving its online business. They already closed about 100 stores back in 2015. This time, the CEO says it'll have a big impact, but it's a necessary move in today's retail environment. So Google accidentally sent some people's private videos stored in Google Photos to strangers. The Verge says Google's takeout service had a technical issue. The tool helps Google users download a copy of all of their private data, but when people used it to download their stuff in November, they got other people's videos instead of their own. Google says it's notified those impacted with an email. The company also says sorry about that, and it's since fixed the problem. Facebook wants to help teach kids about internet privacy, so it's adding a new tool to its Messenger Kids app. It will use simple, kid-friendly language to explain how their information is used. Digital Trends says the in-app tool will remind kids that names and photos can be seen by other people, and parents can see all the messages even if they're deleted. Messenger Kids is also giving parents more control. Engadget says parents will be able to see who their kids have been chatting with and allow them to monitor photos and videos sent and received. The vacuum maker Dyson has plans to make air-purifying headphones. Bloomberg reports the company submitted a new patent that combines an air purification system with a set of headphones. The air purifier has two speakers, which both have a filter, so the filter would push clean air toward your nose and mouth through a front strap attached to the headphones. Great for germ-filled environments, maybe like planes and public transportation, but for now it's just a patent. So we'll see if it's actually a developed product and whether it ever ends up on store shelves. In just 3 months, Disney Plus has doubled its subscription base. 28.6 million people have signed up for the streaming service. And that's more than even Disney was expecting, at least this soon. CNET says the company originally thought it would take 5 years to get about 60 million subscribers, so they're ahead of schedule and already halfway there. To compare, Netflix, the biggest subscription service in the world, has 167 million subscribers, while Hulu has 30.4 million. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today is about talking politics at work. With all the political stuff going on, like the impeachment trial and the 2020 election, it's pretty much bound to come up on the job. A new Glassdoor survey found 60% of employees do not think talking politics at work is a good idea, yet nearly the same percentage of workers do it anyway. And it can have an impact, especially with hot-button issues that some feel are very personal. Experts told USA Today there's also a generational divide. Baby boomers, for example, tend to think work is not the place to talk politics or money, while millennials and Gen Z grew up on social media where it's seen as more acceptable to share opinions wherever. Experts say to keep things calm, you can try to be more curious and listen to your coworker instead of only trying to promote your own viewpoints, or try to avoid politics by simply excusing yourself or changing the subject. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to hit the subscribe, follow, or plus button in your podcast app so you can make sure you get new episodes sent straight to your smartphone. And of course, it is free. As always, you can read more about the stories we mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com and look for the episodes tab or check out the episode description in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.